listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 22, and today we are talking about what's in the way is the way. So
break that down for me.
Oh, I'm so excited for this, because once we decided this was going to be this week's episode topic, I just kept seeing it everywhere I looked. When our kids wouldn't get ready for school in time and we're always hustling and frazzled out the door, I saw that what's in the way is the way. This is the lesson. This is the learning that we need to experience and change. And until we are willing to see it for what it is and truly change the system that we're doing, we're going to just keep running into it. So what's in the way is the way means you can run from it. You can try to hide from it. You can deny it. But basically, until you truly learn the lesson that keeps popping its head up at you, it's going to keep presenting itself. So the way to grow through it is to go through it. So it applies to pretty much everything that I deal with on a daily basis. And so that's why I thought it'd be a great topic for today.
So maybe the example of, you're talking about our kids this morning not wanting to get ready for school. You're saying that they're the way, or them not wanting to get ready for school is the way?
No, what I'm saying is the lesson is the way. Like the lesson in there that we need to change. It's a Steve Chandler thing to say that we have a perfect result. The system is perfect for the result that we're getting. So the way we're doing things is going to give us this result every time. So if we want a different result, we need a different system. But the system is perfect for this result. So what's in the way is the way means once we want to finally come out of the denial, stop running from the whatever, and just be real with ourselves, we can change the situation if we want to. Hmm. What do you think? Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can.
It's called a helicopter.
But can the people at home?
Probably. I'm pretty sure.
Sorry about the helicopter, folks. City living. So what do you think? What comes up for you? Can you see? I mean, I have a personal lesson as well. Like that was just like the applicable, like, it's what's in the way is the way. We have some changes to make. And
I mean, I see your example. I can see that getting frustrated that our kids just won't get ready and go, feeling like that is a problem that's in our way. But really what we want is what's best for them. We don't really want them to get ready. Like we do, but that's what our way is. We want what's good for them.
Right.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah. But like I said, that was just kind of or even if you have a difficult decision to make and you're trying to decide, should I do it? Should I not? And you keep going back and forth and maybe you delay it. And you're like, I'll just kind of settle and go along with it. And it keeps popping up. The problem keeps presenting itself. What's in the way is the way. Like this is the opportunity to learn what you really want, and the opportunity to learn to express what you really want. And I think a lot of times in relationships, people will have similar relationship issues, even though they change partners. It's because what's in the way is the way. There's a lesson trying to present itself. And until you learn from it and you're willing to see it for what it is, it will keep popping up.
Yeah. Recently I heard it a little bit different. When you're presented with a problem, it means that you're ready. Even though you feel like you're not ready, the simple fact that you're presented with that situation means that you're ready. Doesn't mean that you're going to execute it perfectly and do your best, but it means you're ready to try it.
But don't you think a lot of times we are deep down ready, but instead we run from it, hide from it, ignore it, deny it?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the idea behind this lesson in this episode is, how can you face it? How can you confront it? Is it an awkward or difficult conversation? Is it a level of awareness? Is it a new system that you need to put in place? What changes need to be made so that you can grow through it? For me, the lesson that kept presenting itself was the lesson of slowing down. And we did do an episode called Slow Down to Speed Up. And the idea behind that was, if you really want to create change and create lasting results, you don't just zip through it. It's not a sprint. It's often a marathon. You have to think about the big picture. And a lot of times, some mistakes or frustrations have come from me just going so fast. And what's in the way is the way means that I've learned if I slow down, then I can see that that actually helps me to get what I want.
I think it's really cliche, and it's in the moment, I don't, it's really hard to see it this way, but the experience is what you're after, right? It's not the end result. It's what that experience of going through what's in the way is what you're really after. But right. It's so cliche to say it's a, you know, experience, not, or it's a journey, not the destination.
Right.
I don't really care for that saying, but
it's true.
But it's true. Yeah. And especially when you're in the moment, you feel like, no, I'm after the destination. I want to get to whatever I'm trying to get. But really, it's the experience that you're after, or the feeling you get from the experience.
And how many times have you created the result that you were going after and then you kind of felt flat? Like, oh,
yeah,
I got what I wanted. And it was expensive, not necessarily money, but it cost me a lot of sacrifices. It cost me all these things. And maybe I'm proud of myself, but still, it's just like, this is it. Like, there's a feeling of flatness. And then you set another goal. But I think you're so right that if you focus on the journey of the experience, it's less likely to have that flat line feeling when you create the result, because you know it wasn't just about the result. It was about the experience along the way.
Yeah, I'm trying to think through that, because...
What? You lose your thought?
Yeah, I feel like it's more about the journey than the destination, but if you focus on the destination and you don't pay attention to the journey, then when you get to the destination, it's maybe not what you thought. But if you focus on the journey, you can change what the destination is. But I feel like there's a happy medium between the two. Like, you have to have a north compass or where you're heading,
right?
But doesn't have to be the same thing all the time, or same point all the
time. Well, I think that brings up the point of awareness. Like, if you're enjoying the present moment that you're in, appreciating the contrast of space between where you are and where you want to be, and bringing that level of awareness helps you to enjoy the journey, all the while a trust in your ability to create the result is part of what makes it fun right now, because you truly do believe that you will get where you want to go.
Yeah, I keep going back to, you truly get what you want. And people, or I personally don't like that, because I'm like, I don't have what I want. And they're like, actually, you do. What you currently have in your life right now is something that you want. You've chosen that.
Right.
And trying to think how that fits in with that, and making sure you know what you want.
A lot of people are clear on what they don't want.
Yeah.
And so they think by default, that means what they do want is clear, but it's not really that way. So often when people say, oh, I just feel tired or cranky, I'll say, I respect that. I've been there. It sucks. Mm-hmm. But can you take a moment and tell me how you do want to feel? Mm-hmm. And by giving our attention to that, well, I want to feel excited, or I want to feel energized. I want to feel this deep sense of peace and joy. Most people don't know how to put those feeling words into words. They can easily describe the negative emotion that is feeling to be in their whole body, but it's more difficult to put their attention on and describe the positive vibrations that they want to experience.
Right. And don't you agree that if you focus on what you don't want, that's kind of what you get, because that's what you're focusing on?
Right.
Yeah.
But in the context of what's in the way is the way, if we can tie it back to that, thinking about how situations come up. And I think a lot of the problem comes from avoidance. And so this kind of idea is to share that it really is healthier to just name it and face it, and to not
resist it.
Yeah. Because what we resist persists. So by refusing to acknowledge what is in the way and seeing that it's the way, what I'm saying is it's how you move through it, is to declare it as true for you, and instead of running from it. Because I feel like anytime we run from something, it just chases us and we can't avoid it. Whereas like running straight into the fire saying, I'm going to face this demon and I'm going to show up in my truth. And that's how you move through it. And that's how you create new relationships or new systems, and you pave a way to a new result through the thing that's actually bothering you.
Yeah, I think I've had a lot of experience with that as far as like not resisting. It feels pretty natural to want to resist. And I think I've always thought that's how you control how you feel, is to resist what you don't. And I think it's actually the opposite. I think when you don't resist it and you just experience it, it goes away.
Yeah.
If you don't want it.
Sometimes I think, and I don't know, I'm not truly educated in this, but it feels like a little bit more of a masculine energy. I'm just going to keep powering through it and it'll get easier or better. And
still lying for my brother. Was it? He powers through things.
Yeah, he was powering through it. But we were doing some big projects and we did need someone to help us power through it. But so I think that I'm not saying what's in the way is the way. Just keep banging your head against the same wall. Eventually you'll break the wall. Yeah, but guess what? You might break your head first. So that's not really the energy we want to bring to it, is this complete disregard for how we feel, right? Mm-hmm. Instead, we're wanting to bring more attention to that and be honest with ourselves and say, if something doesn't feel right, it's because it's probably out of alignment with who we really are. So the relationships, the business partnerships that you create, the more in alignment they are with your truth, the quicker you'll move along on your journey, or the more enjoyably you'll move along on your journey. So,
and then if you perceive them as in the way, they will become the way?
No.
I
don't know. I mean, it's kind of a play on words, but yeah. A lot of times when we have a problem, we want it to go away. Mm-hmm. But instead, what I'm saying is this problem is here to show us the parts of ourselves that still need healed, the parts of ourself that we're denying. That's the magic right there. I'm really glad you pushed me to that, because I was having a hard time conveying it.
Or opportunities to grow, opportunities
exactly.
to try new things. That
these are not roadblocks. They're speed bumps, and we just need to go through them, experience them, express ourselves, be honest with ourselves. It's not a dead end. These emotions that come up, or these obstacles that come up, instead, it truly is the path to the more elevated you, to the more aware you that is within you.
Yeah, I kind of like how you were saying about how things in the way are maybe more like flags or things, and hey, this is not in alignment currently with you. Get in alignment. Mm-hmm. It's not so much that it's an obstacle, it's the indication, like, hey, mm-hmm. This thing is not in alignment. Get in alignment so you can get past it.
And sometimes it's not a thing. Yeah. It's an emotion. If you're continually feeling mm-hmm. irritation and anger, that's a flag too. I think that our feelings are like a compass pointing us back to our thinking. And so if we are continually feeling these emotions, they are flags, indicators of the story we're telling. And we've had an episode on that, about telling a better story, mm-hmm. because the story we tell truly does impact how we feel and how we show up in our day.
Well, and also you have full control over that story.
Doesn't feel like it sometimes.
It does not feel like it, but you do.
Becoming the master of your own story is what I would say is the greatest project as a creator. A human. Mm-hmm. Creator.
Human.
Being.
Being.
Okay. Any other thoughts before we wrap this one up?
I think I need to make a list of what's in my way.
Because it is the way. It's not so much just the people though, right? It's the people. You can say, oh, that person triggers me, or oh, that topic triggers me. But really nothing outside of us can do that triggering. I learned about that from Steve Chandler's recent book, Creator. I mean, I already knew it, but I love the way he put it, that we are triggered by our mind's stories. And so no one outside of ourselves can trigger us. And yet something they do can help us to tell a story. Now, if that story is serving us, then it won't be so triggering. And if it's working against us, then it will be. But anyway, we are the creator. And so once you begin to see some things that are in your way, being the way to the next level of your elevated self, maybe it'll start being more exciting and more of a challenge in a good way, instead of this obstacle or this roadblock. That's my challenge to you. So today's episode is brought to you by Mood Boosting Probiotic. It's our first formula we created to help with mood and the body's stress response. It has 9 bacterial strains, prebiotic GOS, and no added fillers. It doesn't require refrigeration, so you can toss it in the bag with you wherever you go. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you have a great week. Bye.